Of the many cases we cover at Sudbury.com, the two that dominated the headlines this year are the arson triple homicide trial of Liam Stinson, and the second-degree murder trial of Felicity Altman. Stinson was convicted May 3 of three counts of first-degree murder in connection with the April 11, 2021 fire that claimed the lives of Guy Henry, Jasmine Summers, and Stinson's estranged partner, Jamie Lynn Rose. Stinson was also found guilty of arson causing bodily harm against David Cheff, who was forced to jump from a second-story window to escape the blaze. Witnesses testified that Stinson offered to pay two men with fentanyl if they threw Molotov cocktails into a townhouse where Rose was living. Stinson has been in custody since he was arrested on April 20, 2021, and he was sentenced on December 11 to what amounts to four life sentences. Of the sentences imparted by Justice R. Dan Cornell, three are automatic. First-degree murder means a 25-year sentence with no chance of parole. For arson causing the bodily harm of Cheff, he was sentenced to life, with parole eligibility after 7 years. Felicity Altman's trial began October 1 for a crime that occurred in late 2021. Robert Bob Keskinen, 77, was found on Boxing Day in his apartment at 517 Kathleen Street. Forensic pathologist Dr. Kona Williams testified October 11 that Keskinen's body had 97 separate stab wounds and 5 incision wounds or slash injuries. The victim's scrotum had been sliced off by a sharp instrument and his hands had defense-type injuries. Following an investigation, Greater Sudbury Police arrested Altman on January 4, 2021. The acquaintances Altman stayed with that Christmas described her going to Keskinen's apartment and stealing from him. Keskinen's DNA was found on a pair of jeans that belonged to a Littman, and she was described by two other witnesses, one her brother, as being distraught in the days after Christmas 2021. Though Altman's attorney, Stephen Hinkson, cross-examined Crown witnesses, he did not offer any defense witnesses, nor did he enter any defense evidence. His first and only submission to the jury was during his closing submissions. Hinkson contended that Altman stole from Keskinen and nothing more. As Keskinen's time of death is unclear, and happened sometime between December 24 and December 25, 2020, Hinkson submitted that Altman came upon Keskinen's already dead body and decided to steal from him. The six-man and six-woman jury deliberated for more than 12 hours over 2 days before they reached a verdict on October 23, finding Altman guilty of second-degree murder. However, Altman will not know her sentence until summer of 2025, unless another date becomes available. She is next in court on June 30. Jenny LaMoth covers court for Sudbury.com.